The risk of lead contamination in Milwaukee has hit the headlines this week. Mayor Tom Barrett encouraged people living in homes built before 1951 to install water filters to prevent possible poisoning. While the community grapples with a bigger infrastructure fix, another lead initiative has quietly been at work. It's called Growing Healthy Soil for Healthy Communities, and it's reaching out to residents on the north and south sides. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz introduces us to one homeowner who has become an advocate.
Stop by Abigail Becerra's spick and span house, and she'll likely offer you something fresh off the vine. Her corner lot on West Burnham is a profusion of vegetables and flowers. Becerra has lived here for 30 years. It looks and sounds as if she's been gardening for just as many. The truth?
When did you start gardening?
Last year.
For the first time?
Si. But I'm improving and doing.
Her transformation started when a friend invited her to a meeting. The organizers of Growing Healthy Soil for Healthy Communities were beginning to reach out to neighbors to let them know lead could be tainting their yards.
And they want to know about the community. And they want my opinion about the community because I have been working with the community for years.
Becerra isn't called a neighborhood watch person for nothing. She'll tell you exactly what she thinks.
One of the ladies says this, she wants to change people's mind. I said, you cannot change people's mind. Never. Teach them new things. New things, how to do things better.
Becerra immediately began to soak up information. When she attended that first meeting, she learned that old chipping paint could be making her soil hazardous. So she joined the first crop of neighbors who signed up for soil testing. Her sample went off to the City of Milwaukee Health Department for analysis. The result, she needed to treat her soil for lead.
When they came to do the intervention, they removed and put some little tiny things. I don't know what was it.
Las enmiendas, soil amendments?
The enmiendas, yes. And so then the plants start coming up.
The extra voice you hear belongs to Alejandra Hernandez. She works for 16th Street Community Health Centers and handles outreach for the Healthy Soil Project.
So basically her intervention was recommended because it was above a 52 parts per million of lead in her soil. So adding a sulfur mix, fishbone meal, and compost to better the health of her soil.
Had Becerra's soil contained a higher level of lead, the program would have prescribed a more aggressive treatment, such as completely replacing the soil or relocating the garden. But in her case, the sulfur and fishbone mixture workers added to her garden converted the lead, so living things, plants and humans, can't absorb it. Now Becerra is spreading what she has learned to anyone who will listen.
Where to plant and don't go close to the walls.
Why not close to the walls?
Because the lead, the paint, the old paint.
In case it chips off.
See, and I'm happy because now I can see my plant and eating. I need a tomato, come and grab a tomato, a clean tomato. Right.
She's even recruited neighbors to have their soil checked.
Oh, yes. Great program. Because it's helping the community.
Still, Becerra sees room for improvement.
One thing, I don't know if I should say it.
She's eager to continue to learn, especially how to stamp out pests or diseases that strike her garden.
I'm not allowed to call someone for asking questions.
There's no expert available to help Becerra find answers. The Growing Healthy Soils for Healthy Communities team is committed, but pretty lean. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.